The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the countryside, checking in with race clubs to talk about their township, their race club and their meetings. And a once-a-year race meeting this weekend as we speak in New South Wales. The township is Warriolda, and they haven't raced for a couple of years, I believe, given the pandemic. Last year saw their meeting abandoned, of course, not raced at all. And joining us from the Warriolda Race Club, Peter Hancock. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Is that right? You haven't raced essentially in 2 years?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we because of COVID restrictions, we weren't able to race last year. We had to call the meeting off probably 3 weeks prior to race day.
So for those that don't know, just tell our listeners exactly where Warriolda is.
Warriolda is about 200 kilometres north of Tamworth, about 85k south of the Queensland border and between Moree and Inverell. Lovely part of the world.
All right, so I guess there's an obvious question aside from racing. Not only would you have not raced for 2 years because of the pandemic, but you're close enough to be near the border and closures, and I guess the last year has been challenging in other ways for the township.
Yeah, it actually significantly impacted particularly people who had medical issues. Living this close to Queensland, a lot of people go to Toowoomba and Brisbane in particular for specialist medical treatment. So, yeah, it was a huge issue. And I think also for those that go off to boarding schools, a lot of them go to Toowoomba as well.
And even attending races like at Goondiwindi and so on.
Oh, yeah, Goondiwindi. You could not get over the border.
No.
Either way, it was highly restricted. And, you know, Goondiwindi races is probably one of the feature races around this part of the state and Tamworth, although people probably tend to go more Goondiwindi way than Tamworth, to be honest, for racing.
So locals who have a horse or two couldn't take them across the border to race, essentially?
No, that's correct.
Right. Well, are the locals ready to go? Are they eager to make up for lost time? What's the situation? There is a cap. You've got a fairly low cap from the race clubs I've spoken to. What are you expecting? What are you allowed to have? What do you normally get?
Okay. Well, what we normally get is between probably 350 and 500. And for us, a 500 gate is a very big gate. When we first started to plan our race day, we were actually told that given our structural situation or the makeup of the grounds, we would not be able to run. So we spent a lot of time modifying with new fences. At that time, our upper limit was 800. We've now pushed that out to probably 2,000. And now that's way more than we need. But when you don't really know which way the COVID situation is going to go, which way the restrictions are going to go, it sort of makes sense. And at this stage, we've actually got well over 500 online tickets sold. So we're probably looking at a gate of 750 maybe.
Terrific.
Which for Warriolda is a very big gate.
The racetrack, I'm assuming, is not being used for much, or do people at all train on it? Has it been used for
no,
any purpose?
It, and who? Not get used a lot. It's, I think technically it's a dirt track, but it has pretty good grass coverage. We've had pretty good rain. We also started back in about September, October. We gave it a very light harrow, and we've seeded and so forth and so on, and fertilised. So it's come up pretty well, actually. It's not the anywhere near the track of some of the metropolitan areas, but it's certainly an improvement on what we've had in the past.
We're chatting to Peter Hancock, Warriolda Jockey Club. They race once a year, but haven't raced for 2 years. Their small race club didn't race due to the pandemic this time last year. So 2 years since their race club, less than an hour away from the Queensland border in the northwestern part of New South Wales, has been used. So they're racing this weekend. Tell me, good for Sydney to put on a huge meeting to coincide with your meeting. It's a pretty big one with a lot more prize money, but that might bring a few people to your racetrack. There's nothing like being on a race course when there's big feature meetings in other parts of the country, but you don't usually race exactly on this weekend over years, is that right?
No, correct. We normally would have raced last weekend, but we've made a change to try and avoid the Goondiwindi races because they take a fair few of our patrons, but also nominations as well. But in relation to the community, I think they're really looking forward to having an event after the COVID lockdown. Not that it's been as severe in the country areas, but it certainly has had its impact after, you know, so many years of drought and et cetera.
And if we were heading around your part of the state on a journey with your tourist hat on, what would you tell us to go and see there at Warriolda? Is there any reason for people to stop there?
Yeah, well, there are quite a lot of things around. A little bit obscure for some and a bit hard to find, but Warriolda has a huge geological diversity. So for gemstone hunters, it's a pretty sought-after area. We've got some dinosaur prints in stone. One creek, we've got a rock formation called Cranky Rock, which is only about 5 km out of town. And that's got sort of camping and things like that, that's sort of granite boulders stacked on top of each other.
And there's one other thing I want to ask you about before we wrap it up, because I'm not sure whether it was a crazy thing that took off, but you've got something called the Ceramic Break Sculpture Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It encourages people to come along. What, they bring their own crockery or you supply it, but you get them to smash crockery at this location. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's actually a fairly substantial gallery, art gallery, and they have travelling exhibitions and so forth, and the fellow that owns it does a lot of bronze work, and it is exceptionally good to go and have a look at. But the ceramic break bit was sort of a bit of tongue-in-cheek. He wasn't very keen on ceramics, and he thought that would be a good way to probably get back at them and encourage people to come out. But that's been here for probably getting on to 20 years now. So
yeah. he supplies some crockery that you smash at the location, is it?
I'd say if you, all right, you want to break it, he'll supply it.
Just as long as people who have not been to the town make sure they've got the right location, they're not at the local pizza restaurant or something like that, and start smashing the place. Maybe a Greek restaurant could do that.
Yeah,
hey, good luck with your race meeting. Great to see you racing again. As I said, we speak to a lot of clubs that didn't have people on track, but a lot of clubs too, like yours, we remind, especially if they're once a year, that not only did you not race last year, but because you're once a year, it's been 2 years since you had a race meeting. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a long time. And being non-TAB, you know, if we raced, it would have financially crippled us, the cost in just racing and not having an income come in. But, it's been a long time. So it'd be a very exciting day.
Good luck on the weekend, Pete. Thanks for having a chat to us. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Peter Hancock, Warriolda, about an hour south of the Queensland border, New South Wales northwest, and their once-a-year meeting will happen for the first time in over 2 years this weekend. Good luck to Warriolda.